Radon is a naturally occurring radioactive gas. It is odorless, colorless, and tasteless. It is always present in the natural environment. It comes from the breakdown of uranium rock in the soil and in the rock below our homes that are sitting on the planet. Uranium and radon are present all over the planet, including here in our state. All homes that are in direct contact with the soil, regardless of foundation type, have some measurable level of radon in it.
What are some risks of having radon in our homes?
The risk with radon, it is known to be the leading cause of lung cancer for non-smokers. Particularly, the risk is when the radon levels build up in the homes to levels that are unhealthy for our lungs. Being a radioactive gas, the radiation from radon can scar our lung tissue over several years of exposure to elevated levels. That's like 7 people out of 1,000 are expected to develop lung cancer at 4 picocuries per liter, and those were never smokers. Now, for people who have smoked or have ever smoked, that risk jumps up to 62 per 1,000. There are no outward symptoms that come with them being exposed to radon. It does not cause rashes. It doesn't cause fevers or headaches or nausea or fatigue.
And so it's very hard to tell if you have it without getting tested. Is that right?
That's right. We here at Eagle, we distribute radon test kit to our radon partners around the state, including here in the city of Detroit, as well as in Wayne County and the surrounding counties to test their own home.
And how often do you encourage people to get their homes tested?
If they've never tested before, this is a great time to do it, particularly during the winter, because you want to maintain closed house conditions, meaning you want to keep the exterior doors closed during the testing time, which is 3 to 7 days. The initial test is low under the action level, which is 4 picocuries per liter. It's recommended that you test again every 2 years. If the radon levels are high, don't panic. We recommend that you test again, do some additional testing. If that longer-term test comes back elevated, then it's recommended you take steps to reduce your radon exposure in your home. That could be a radon mitigation system, a system designed to pull radon from underneath the home and discharge it outdoors. So additional sealing of any cracks or large openings to the soil in the home, particularly if they're in the basement or in a crawl space, to reduce the entry of radon from the soil below into the home.
Can you expand on other ways that radon might be getting into homes?
Three primary ways that radon gets pulled into our homes, and all of it has to do with pressure, air pressure changes. One of the ways is during the winter months, we heat our homes, creating an air temperature difference in the home. We cause warm air will rises as it becomes lighter and it rises, it goes out of our the tops of our roof. That creates a DAC effect in our homes, kind of draws the radon up from the soil and into our homes and out. The second way is changes in weather conditions outside, changes in natural air pressure. When weather events like storm systems are moving in through the area, lower air pressure can cause radon to move more readily from the soil into our homes. And the other way is the use of mechanical devices like your dryers, your exhaust fans, anything that's moving air from the home and exhausting outside creates a little bit of a negative air pressure indoors. It comes in through the smallest of cracks in the foundation. Areas where the floors and the walls meet in a basement, loose fitting utilities through the floors and sidewalls. It can travel through port block walls in a basement, dirt floors in a crawl space.
Would you say that minority communities are disproportionately impacted by radon because of living in inner cities? And how are those communities impacted?
Access to radon testing. Minority communities typically have more rental housing than in other communities. Testing and then having their landlord take responsibility for addressing the radon levels can be a challenge. Third one is affordability of putting in a radon mitigation system can be a deterrent. But we want to encourage folks to at least test, at least know what the radon levels are in their home. And then we can move to trying to find ways to help reduce those radon levels.
And can you talk about Wayne County and Detroit? What are the radon levels in this community?
We have a radon map on our website at michigan.gov/radon. What you're seeing overall for the Detroit area is that the lighter green color is showing that many of the areas that have tested are less than 2 picocuries. But when you look a little bit closer, you'll see that there's little circles in most of these areas. The little circles show that there's very few tests.